The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith, and you are listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And as many of you know, I like to start out the program with new stuff, if possible. And today, that is one of those possibilities. The Land of Oz has announced its 2020 event dates. Here's when you can visit the North Carolina theme park. The Land of Oz theme park in North Carolina's mountains announced its 2020 event dates. The theme park, which is on Beach Mountain, opened in 1970 but closed 10 years later. Although it's no longer open year-round, it still opens each year for special events. It has hosted Autumn at Oz annually for more than 20 years to celebrate the anniversary of the film The Wizard of Oz. This year, which is the 50th anniversary of the park's opening, the festival will be held over 2 weeks in the fall. Guests will be able to attend September 11th through the 13th and September 18th through the 20th. The park will also offer its Journey with Dorothy event over the summer, it says. Guests will be able to take part in the interactive experience on June 12th and 19th and the 26th, and again on July 2nd and 3rd. During the experience, guests have the chance to dress up as characters from the Wizard of Oz movie as Dorothy leads them through the original park. Tickets for these events aren't available yet, and their launch dates will be announced in the spring. We hope to see everyone down the yellow brick road this year, the park wrote on its Facebook page. And here's a new one that has been going on for a couple of years. The 2020 version of the Cheerwine Festival is not too far off. It's set for May 16th in downtown Salisbury, the home of Cheerwine. This all started in 2017 when Cheerwine wanted to celebrate 100 years of cheer. The event drew thousands to Salisbury, and officials decided to host the festival on an annual basis. Based on last year's festival, food vendors sold over 1,800 Cheerwine tacos, 500 Cheerwine floats, 500 bags of popcorn, and more than 5,000 hot dogs. When the 2019 shindig was over, Cheerwine donated $7,500 from their drink sales to a local charity, Meals on Wheels Rowan. By the way, Cheerwine remains a family-owned business, still operated by descendants of the company's founder. Again, that's the Cheerwine Festival in Salisbury, May 16th. All right, our upcoming audio-described events will start with Raleigh and Cary. Sunday, February 9th, Death by Design. This is by Cary Players at the Cary Arts Center. What happens when you mix the brilliant wit of Noel Coward with the intricate plotting of Agatha Christie? Set during a weekend in an English country manor in 1932, Death by Design is a delightful and mysterious mashup of two of the greatest English writers of all time. This performance is at 3 o'clock on Sunday, February 9th. Saturday, February 15th, Kinky Boots is on the audio describe list. This is a North Carolina theater event at Memorial Auditorium. Of course, this is the winner of 6 Tony Awards, a Grammy Award, and features 16 original songs by pop icon Cyndi Lauper. Based on true events, Kinky Boots tells the story of two people with nothing in common, or so they think. With understanding and compassion, a struggling factory owner, and a wildly fabulous entertainer join forces to create a great business and an even stronger friendship. Curtain goes up at 2 on Saturday, February 15th. Kinky Boots at Memorial Auditorium. Sunday, February 23rd, Seussical. This is at Raleigh Little Theater. The nefarious Cat in the Hat narrates the story of Horton the Elephant, who discovers a speck of dust containing tiny people called the Whos. Horton must protect the Whos, and he must also guard an abandoned egg that's been left in his care by the irresponsible Maisie LaBird. The powers of friendship, loyalty, family, and community are challenged, but ultimately emerge triumphantly. This is the TYA version, in other words, theater for young audiences. And the performance is at 5 on Sunday, February 23rd. Sunday, March 1st, on the audio described list, The Velveteen Rabbit. This is Applause, Cary Youth Theater at Cary Arts Center. This British children's book chronicles the miraculous story of a toy rabbit made real by a child's love and a little magic. Sunday, March 1st, it is Sweat. This is a Justice Theater project, Umstead United Church of Christ. This gritty slice-of-life ensemble drama chronicles steelworkers in the Rust Belt, sharing a lifetime of drinks, secrets, laughter, and friendship. After one of their own is promoted into management, a strike, layoffs, lockouts, and picket lines eat away at their trust, leading to an us-versus-them battle over NAFTA, income equality, unions, race, and loyalty. The performance of Sweat starts at 3:30, again at Umstead United Church of Christ, on March 1st. Saturday, March 28th, it's Memphis. Explosive dancing, irresistible songs, and a thrilling tale of fame and forbidden love. Inspired by actual events, Memphis follows the story of a white radio DJ who wants to change the world and a black club singer waiting for her big break. This is at Memorial Auditorium. The curtain goes up at 2 on Saturday, March 28th. And Sunday, March 29th, Jungle Book, Raleigh Little Theater. Mowgli grows up believing he's as fierce a wolf as any member of his pack. When he learns he is actually a human, he must discover how to reconcile these very different identities. In this action-packed adaptation of the classic adventure story, Mowgli must decide whether to remain with the pack or return to the human world. This is at Gaddy Goodwin Theater at 5 on March 29th. There is also a sensory-friendly performance. It's set for April 4th, and showtime is at 1. All right, moving on to Durham and Chapel Hill's list of upcoming audio-described events. Friday, January 31st, The Wiz at Hoof and Horn. The Wiz presents a soulful retelling of the 1900 novel, The Wonderful Wizard of Oz. It employs modern black dance and music styles to tell the classic story of Dorothy, a farm girl from Kansas. This is at Schaefer Theater at Duke University again, January 31st. Saturday, February 15th, it's Mean Girls at DPAC. That's, again, upcoming audio-described event. Katie Heron may have grown up on an African savanna, but nothing prepared her for the vicious ways of her strange new home, suburban Illinois. This is an 8 o'clock performance. Again at DPAC, Saturday, February 29th, Donna Summer, the musical. She was a girl from Boston with a voice from heaven who shot through the stars from gospel choir to dance floor diva. But what the world didn't know was how Donna Summer risked it all to break through barriers, becoming the icon of an era and the inspiration for every music diva who followed. And that's an 8 o'clock performance. Tuesday, March 10th, on the audio describe list, Julius Caesar, Playmakers Repertory Company. Shakespeare's classic play of Politics and Power hits the stage at Playmakers for the first time ever. When Julius Caesar's heroic magnetism threatens to undo 4 centuries of Republican rule in Rome, a small band of patriots conspire to put things right. But they just might unleash more chaos than they bargained for. This is at Paul Green Theater, UNC Chapel Hill, at 7:30. In Greensboro and Winston-Salem, all our Triad stage events, Saturday, February 15th, Two Wolves and a Lamb, 2 o'clock performance, and Saturday, April 11th, Pride and Prejudice, again, performances set for 2. In Fayetteville and the Sandhills, Saturday, January 30th, Shrek the Musical, Cape Fear Theater, 7:30. And then Thursday, April 16th, Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, a Cape Fear Theater event, and the curtain goes up at 7:30. All right, checking the couple of the clubs in downtown Raleigh. Next few weeks, Poorhouse Music Hall. Most shows start at 9, unless noted. Wednesday, January 29th, Desmond Jones. Thursday, January 30th, Ecstatic Dance, The Party. The Sunday Special, Shrub and Xylem. Friday, January 31st, in the record shop, it's Don Merkel at 5 o'clock. And then that evening, Town Mountain with the Buffalo Wobs and the Price Hill Hustle. Saturday, February 1st, in the record shop, Chip Robinson at 3 and Steve Celestini at 5. Then at 9 that evening, Tumbao with Bacalao Stars. Sunday, February 2nd, the Dude Ranch Blink 182 tribute. Monday, February 3rd, open mic night with Lydia Lovelace in the record shop at 7. Tuesday, February 4th, Emily Wolfe with Tom West. Wednesday, February 5th, Hen House Prowlers. Thursday, February 6th, The Antique Hearts, The Yardarm, and Be the Moon. Friday, February 7th, Dr. Bacon, with Yam Yam. Saturday, February 5th, in the record shop, Porch Light Apothecary. That's at 5 o'clock. And then that evening at 9, Big Daddy Love plus Mike Dillon Band. And Sunday, February 9th, Dale Watson with Lewis Waymore. And that concert starts at 8 o'clock. Moving to the Lincoln Theater on East Cabarrus Street, Wednesday, January 29th, Half Pint with Yellow Wah Dub Squad at 8:30. Friday, January 31st, The Breakfast Club with 8-Track Minds. That starts at 9. Saturday, February 1st, Jupiter Coyote with Old Habits at 8. Thursday, February 6th, Grass is Dead and Songs from the Road Band with South Hills Banks. That's at 8. Friday and Saturday, February 7th and 8th, Zoso, the Ultimate Led Zeppelin Experience at 8. Friday, February 14th, Heartbreaker Ball featuring Nantucket, Driver, and the Ashley LaRue Band. That starts at 8. Saturday, February 15th, Before We Begin World Tour, Eric Nam with Phoebe Ryan, and that concert starts at 8. as does Y&T on Sunday, February 16th. That's all at the Lincoln Theater. And then at the Ritz, that's on Industrial Drive in Raleigh, most shows start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Friday, January 31st, the Marshall Tucker Band. Saturday, February 1st, Space Jesus, Moon Landing Tour at 7. Thursday, February 6th, Tove Lo, Sunshine Kitty Tour. Friday, February 7th, Gasolina Party at 10. Saturday, February 8th, Saint Motel, the motion picture show, and that starts at 8:30. Friday, February 14th, WRDU, Rockin' at the Ritz, presents Rumors, Fleetwood Mac tribute, and the concert starts at 7. And Saturday, February 15th, Subtronics at 7 o'clock. All right, looking at some events going on in Cary, the 2019-2020 Marvelous Music Main Stage Series. Of course, it's the 20th season marks the 9th anniversary of this beloved series that's being held in, or of course, the restored historic Cary Arts Center. But it is the 20th season. Concerts start at 7:30. Saturday, February 15th, it's Catapult, the Amazing Magic of Shadow Dance. Friday, April 3rd, Semitone is one of the UK's leading male a cappella sensations. For the Marvelous Music Family Series, again, all shows held at the Cary Arts Center. Sunday, February 16th, Triangle Wind Ensemble presents Around the World. This is at 4. Sunday, March 8th, Jeff Boyer presents Fun with Energy. Saturday, April 4th, Opera Express presents The Ugly Duckling. And that show starts at 11 a.m. Other entertainment things going on in Cary, Triangle's Got Talent 2020. That's Saturday, March 28th from 6 to 9 at the Cary Theater. Audition sign-ups for 2020 are already underway. Auditions are open only to middle and high school students. Band Bites and Boats at Bond Park. It's one Friday a month during the summer. The Bond Park Boathouse hosts musicians, food trucks, and after-hours boat rentals. The events are free, and all but one date starts at 4:30. No entertainers announced yet, but here are the dates: April 3rd, May 1st, June 5th, July 3rd, August 7th, September 4th, and October 2nd. Cary's downtown Chowdown food truck rally dates in 2020 are set: April 19th and July 12th. Friends of Paige Walker Herb Fest set for May 2nd from 9 to 1 at the Paige Walker Arts and History Center. June 6th, it's the Pimento Cheese Festival on Cary's Academy Street. Spring Days Arts and Crafts Festival date in 2020 is Saturday, April 25th at Bond Metro Park. And the Lazy Days Arts and Crafts Festival is set for Saturday and Sunday, August 22nd and 23rd at the Town Hall campus. And Starlight Concert Series. Free concerts take place at the beautiful gardens of the Paige Walker Arts and History Center. Friday, May 1st at 6, Saber e Cultura, the event celebrate Venezuelan food, art, music, and culture. The Beach Music Party is not scheduled yet. The celebration of bluegrass is Friday, July 31st, and no date set so far for Jamrock. Looking at the lineup for Raleigh Little Theater, Through February 8th, currently, the Curious Incident and the Dog in the Nighttime, there is a sensory-friendly performance on February 9th. February 14th through the 23rd, Seussical Jr. Again, there is a sensory-friendly performance February 29th. March 20th through April 5th, it's The Jungle Book. And again, a sensory-friendly performance, this one on April 4th. April 10th through the 26th, A Raisin in the Sun. This is part of the Sutton series. The high-energy action sports show Nitro Circus will bring its tour to Durham Bulls Athletic Park next year. The Nitro Circus You Got This Tour stops in Durham on May 2nd. Fans can expect freestyle motocross, BMX, skateboarding, and attempts at record-breaking stunts. The Nitro Circus website is where you can get some tickets, and that, again, is going on in Durham at Durham Bulls Athletic Park on May 2nd. Did I get that right, May 2nd? I turned the page before I needed to. Yes, May 2nd for Nitro Circus. Okay, let's look at some of the music festivals going on around the state. February 7th and 8th, it's the Appalachian State Old Time Fiddlers Convention, and that's in Boone on the ASU campus. February 20th through the 23rd, Carolina Jazz Festival in Chapel Hill. Festival sites, Memorial Hall, Keenan Music Building, and Moser Auditorium in Hill Hall. February 21st through the 23rd, Bluegrass First Class. This is in Asheville at the Crown Plaza Resort. March 21st, Rock the Beach Festival in Carolina Beach along the Carolina Beach Boardwalk. March 28th, Blue, Brew, and Q Festival, and this is in Keenansville at the Duplin County Event Center. April 3rd and 4th, Surrey Old Time Fiddlers Convention in Dobson. April 4th, the Dreamville Festival in Raleigh. April 11th, Loaded Up and Truckin' in Brevard. April 11th and 12th, Pleasure Island Seafood, Blues, and Jazz Festival. And that takes place in Curry Beach. All right, the lineup for PNC Arena. Thursday through Sunday, February 6th through the 9th, it's Jurassic World Live Tour. Tuesday, February 11th, Celine Dion Courage World Tour. It's her first tour in over a decade. Saturday, February 15th, Martin Lawrence. Wednesday, March 4th, the Zac Brown Band. It's the Owl Tour. Saturday and Sunday, March 7th and 8th, Monster Jam, the Triple Threat Series. Wednesday, March 11th, Nick Cannon presents Wild and Out Live Tour 2020. Thursday, March 12th, Billie Eilish, Where Do We Go World Tour. Friday, March 13th, the Millennium Tour 2020. Sunday, March 15th, it's the Harlem Globetrotters. Friday, March 20th, Michael Bublé. Sunday, March 22nd, it is Winter Jam 2020. Friday, March 27th, Festival of Laughs. Sunday, March 29th, Cinch World's Toughest Rodeo. Two more Sights and Sounds concert series events on upcoming Sundays. And the concerts start at 2. February 2nd, it is Dr. Robert Young on saxophone. Young joined the faculty at UNC School of the Arts in 2016. He previously held teaching positions at SUNY Potsdam's Crane School of Music, Wichita State University, Albion College and the Ann Arbor School for the Performing Arts. And February 8th, by the way, the North Carolina Raga Revival Festival. For hundreds of centuries, raga has formed the backbone of Indian classical music, offering a guideline for musicians to improvise when performed live. And then the last Sights and Sounds concert series event is Sunday, May 17th, and it features Panharmonia. The Asheville-based group enjoys taking its music out of the concert hall and into the community. Okay, the Epicenter Festival is coming up in May, and Metallica will headline the Epicenter Festival at its new location in Charlotte. Organizers announced the festival will be held May 1st through the 3rd at the Rock City Campgrounds in Concord, across from the Charlotte Motor Speedway. According to their website, Metallica will perform two different sets on Friday and Saturday. Other performances will be announced at a later date. Epicenter's most recent festival was held last May in Richmond County. Wednesday, January 29th at Carolina Theater, February 1. The stirring documentary is about the landmark lunch counter sit-in protest by Ezelle Blair, David Richmond, Franklin McCain, and Joseph McNeil in 1960. The 2003 film is told through the firsthand accounts of those citizens who experienced the four brave young college freshmen protest segregation practices at the Greensboro Woolworths. This is free to the public for the screening of the documentary. RSVP for the event, and that film starts at 7:30. Again, that's Wednesday, January 29th, and it's the documentary, February 1. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please don't hesitate to give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.